Uh-huh.
Check.
Uh-huh.
Microphone.
Uh-huh.
Level up.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listeners from all around the world.
We
are the Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
Right. Thank you for joining us tonight, man. I'm your host, Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
And this is episode 69.
Oh! It's fucking Treyway.
Stupid. Didn't help yourself, huh?
Yeah, I just couldn't wait. Nothing wrong with some 69, you know?
Oh, man. Oh my God.
Did y'all heard, though?
What?
That the bird was the word?
Oh, man. First off, I want to thank everybody, Spotify, iTunes, Anchor. Like I said, this episode is sponsored by Anchor. You know, so if you don't have the app by now, go download that. All good episodes on there, man. How was everybody's week?
My week was pretty good. Just worked. Yeah, that's about it. Work. Hang with Bay.
Work.
Let's get the shit out of me. Yeah, work. Chill with Bay. You know, that's about it.
My week was pretty good. I did go see Us.
Nice. Without spoiling it, what you think?
Oh man, I think it was good, especially the end with it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Especially the part when they
meet me.
Well, all in all, like the movie was good. We saw it on Saturday. But I gotta say, I'm sorry, if I had to compare it, Get Out has that leg up. I'm sorry.
It does. You can't compare it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Get Out is in a league of its own.
Yeah.
You can't.
No, I don't know. Did you guys see Us?
Not yet.
Not? We're going to
go. Definitely go see it. Okay. It'll make you go,
Yeah. Chin hairs and all that.
Especially M'Baku.
We could get crazy.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yo, listen, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with my family.
I watch it more than once.
Yeah. You have to watch it more than once to
understand.
He does a little symbolism and so.
Little things here and there.
A lot of things everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
How was your week, man?
Yeah, my week was pretty good. You know, I can't really complain. Started planning my trip to South Carolina.
Nice.
So, I'm going to be nomadic on drums, you know.
Hey.
I'm going to try.
Nomadic on drums.
I don't know about that.
I'm following you.
Nah, you ain't about that life.
I'm out. Tibet tonight.
All right.
That's what's up, man. All right.
Trust me.
I had a pretty damn good week. Actually, I would like to start the fly shit early this episode.
Okay.
Because my baby cousin was born last week.
Hey! All right.
Congrats.
It was crazy because she came exactly on her due date. She was not waiting for nobody. It was one of, you know, those situations where they say, oh, the baby's coming now. We have to have her in the car. Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly that, but they didn't make it to the hospital.
Wow.
It was at the house.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So the next morning, my cousin's like, yeah, so I was at work and the baby's here. What?
How?
Well, like, is she okay? Yeah, everybody's fine. They're at the hospital. I'm like, oh, God.
Wow.
So congratulations to the family.
Congrats.
That's beautiful.
In other news, not as hype, I went to the Alamo Draft House for the first time ever.
Wait, what?
For the first time ever?
Yeah. Me too.
Hey, what y'all think?
Yeah.
It was dope.
pretty dope. It's dope. Yeah, pretty dope. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know where to sit next time.
Okay.
Oh, I know what not to order next time.
Oh. Wait, what did you order?
No, all the food was good. Yeah. It's just, it wasn't really, like, I don't go to the movies to eat a full
actual dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's how you do it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the food was really good, though. I had the rest of it for lunch today. But yeah. but we saw Captain Marvel.
How was that?
It was pretty damn good.
Dope.
It was pretty good.
Love I was scouting that movie, actually.
Wait, Captain Marvel or Shazam?
No.
Which Shazam?
Both of those are Captain Marvel.
Basically.
Like, right. Oh, okay. But Captain Marvel. Like.
Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Captain Marvel, Marvel.
Uh-huh. Marvel, Captain.
All right.
No cap.
All right.
So,
I started the flash shit. Either you got any?
Flash? Oh man. You got some?
I don't think I have flash shit.
I ain't got no flash shit.
Yes, I got the big flash shit.
What?
Uh oh.
This is the big one. This is like the big shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like
the big shit.
The big shit. Like the shit on the wall type shit. Right, you know what I mean?
The morning shit.
P.F. Chang's?
What? No. Not that type of shit.
Dos Toros?
Taco Bell. That Taco Bell shit. That's too much shit.
God damn it. What's the news?
So check it out, man. Your boy just signed a lease for his first apartment.
Hey!
That's nice.
Yeah, buddy.
Snap for the flash.
Yeah.
Nice. Where am I?
Bushwick.
Nice. Prime. Yeah. That's what's up.
So. Stay in Bushwick.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some parties. Going to have some get-togethers.
Oh, yeah.
Some food, some drinks. All that good stuff, man.
So when's the move-in date?
The move date officially, I'll have everything by May.
Nice.
Beginning of May. So.
Nice.
I'm bringing that Patron bottle.
Oh, bring the Patron bottle. Yo, it's a big ass living room.
Party,
like, the living room is huge.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, yeah, man. Grown man things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Yay.
That's good.
All right, so check it. All right, so on the more serious note, if you guys didn't know, so check it out. Let's rewind back to our last episode. We had finished our last episode. And as soon as we finished recording, we got the news. Dre was on his phone. And come to find out that Nipsey Hussle had just got shot.
Yes.
You know, right outside of his store, you know, the Marathon store, he was pronounced dead that instance. It's still kind of shocking, you know, it's like, I still can't believe it, like, you know, it's just like, yo, I was just, like, looking at his videos and stuff like that, like, the week prior, you know what I mean?
The stuff that he had planned the next day.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Like, as, you know, like, yeah, meeting with the LAPD on, kind of like, bringing, gangs together, more unity towards the gangs in LA.
Yep.
And it just sucks because this man's life was just taken away at the tender age of 33. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had so much, you know, to look forward to, and off of jealousy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had, like, a lot of speculation saying, oh, you know, it was a conspiracy theory, you know, the whole Dr. Sebi situation. No, it's just, you know, a jealous fellow gang member. They had an argument in front of the store. He told him, yo, you can't be in front of my store.
And he was like, supposed to be around here.
Right. He was like, all right, cool. Came back and took this man's life. So
and there was a few others I heard that got
Hurt shot. Killed. They were injured, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Wow. And I feel like, what do you guys think about this whole situation?
I mean, it's really sad because, I mean, like, there's not too many artists that are, you know, going completely out of their way to try to lead other people, you know? They might say certain things and they might live a certain life, but there's not too many artists who are going out there every day giving to their community, you know, dedicating their time, their money, things like that, you know? So, it really sucks because, you know, like, L.A. took a loss, hip-hop took a loss, the world took a loss, you know, the black community took a loss because Nipsey Hussle is not with us anymore, you know? Right. So, I mean, the only thing that we can hope is that people learn from his example, you know, people learn from what he talked about, you know, the business, how to move in the business, things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because music is eternal. That's the one thing I love about it, you know? That this guy might be gone now, but we still can listen to his music whenever we want to. So.
Right. And I always say, like, just because, you know, he's no longer here with us, but continue what he left, you know what I'm saying? That legacy he left, continue that message, you know what I'm saying? Keep it moving forward with that, man. Yeah. Don't let that stop.
Yeah, continue to teach the youth that there's another way, like, besides the usual. Like, show them the positive, you know, stay in school, build a business, get your credit right, you know, stuff like that. Go to the library, pray, you know, stuff like that. And to really get along with each other, that's the number one thing. Like, we really gotta get along with each other. And it's sad because he had so much potential. He was dropping so much gems. Like, even, like, I seen a video when he was real young. Like, he was looking, I'm not sure how old he was, but he was talking about owning properties and stuff like that. And nobody hears stuff about that, like, when it comes to young rappers.
Especially starting from, like, from ground zero.
Right.
As soon as they come in, this is what they're talking about. And, you know, you see them progress through the game. And it's like, you gotta give them respect because it's like, I've never seen anybody else drop an album for $100 a pop, you know?
Right.
Like, and then follow that up with dropping an album for $1,000 a pop. And everybody who bought that album for $1,000 really appreciated it and really said it was worth the money. Not just because of the music, but because of it. Like, whenever you bought it, it came with an entire package. You know, a couple of signed items, some memorabilia, some pictures, you know, and a personalized letter that he wrote directly to you. Because, I mean, like, it's $1,000 for this album. So, I mean, like, he really makes it worth your while.
Exactly.
And that's how, like, that's how you be innovative in business, because the album probably didn't cost too much more than a regular album did, but because of the value that he's able to get people to believe in him, then, like, he could sell it for $1,000, he could sell another one for $10,000 if he was, you know.
He
just knew how to move, man.
And now that, you know, he's gone, so the people who do have the album is like, yo, I actually got, like, a personal letter signed and everything from Nipsey Hussle, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, that, you know, hits the heart, you know what I'm saying? And we just got to do better, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to the guy who, you know, who took Nipsey Hussle's life and all that, you know, why? You know what I'm saying? Over jealousy, over a big ego, you know what I'm saying?
What did you gain from this?
He didn't. He actually lost. He actually lost more because after the situation that happened, his family got killed. Like, they went and, like, killed his girlfriend, his cousin, and his grandma. Like, they all got hit. Like, directly after the situation. So it's just like,
What did you really get? And now you're in jail.
Right. And you put your family's life in danger, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and what's crazy is he just came out of jail. Like, that happened on what, a Monday or two?
It was a Sunday.
That happened on a Sunday. That Friday, he had just got out of jail. You know? So, I mean, a lot of people still won't give up the conspiracy thing. And quite frankly, I don't know. Because, I mean, like, it seems very random for a guy who didn't really beef, like, at least not publicly, you know, that's not what he was always about. So, you know, like, it's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, I know Joyner Lucas, he made a good point that I wanted to talk about this too. Like, with, you know, when black, especially with black people, unfortunately, when they, when something like that always happens, they're quick to go to the, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, the government this and oh, the government that. And it's like, that's not always the case.
It's not.
You just, sometimes it's just some jealous motherfucker. You know, just.
I mean, it not only happens to Nipsey, it happens to other people in the hood, but we don't know about it.
Right.
Like, unfortunately, the news don't cover those type of news.
Right.
But, you know.
You know, it's just unfortunate, you know, he's about to drop the whole Dr. Sebi documentary. And, you know, it just sucks, man. But not everything is conspiracy theory. You know, you just, like, really do research and just...
But, yeah, I mean, you know? But the good thing is that, you know, Nick Cannon is going to pick up on that documentary, make sure it's released and everything. Now, if something happens to him, this is...
Okay,
stream his music.
Yeah, stream his music.
Stream?
Yes,
Nick Cannon's music.
Yes.
No, what? No. Like, no. I'll watch him.
If anything happens to Nick Cannon,
extra wilding out. I won't listen to his music. Like,
Nickelodeon.
God forbid anything happens. You're not getting Gigolo on Hot 97 throughout the day, like. Did I kind of like change the tone?
You did.
I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Nick. Like, we love you, man. Nick.
God damn.
Nah, I mean, yeah, man. Nick, please, if you have access to drop that documentary, we would all love to see that, man. You know, we need that information, especially for this generation beyond. You know what I mean?
Word. And Nick Cannon is another one of those guys that's active doing for his people, doing for the black culture, doing for black community. Like, I gained a lot of respect for him after that whole Iggy Azalea thing. Uh-huh. The other one.
Azalea Banks?
Oh, Azalea Banks.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, yeah. Anyway. But anyway, like, after the Azalea Banks thing, like, just the way he handled it and everything, you know, tried to take care of it. And, like, I just gained a lot of respect for him. So, hopefully he does. Hopefully he does release that documentary. It'll be dope.
Yeah, definitely. I gotta give props to this guy, man. I gotta give props to Kodak Black for being the stupidest, dumbest motherfucker.
He was going to get the fuck shit.
That was actually my fuck shit.
Let's just get it out the way right now. First of all, if you look through the internet, there's a picture of Kodak Black and Nipsey Hussle shaking hands. Mm-hmm. And they look like they just, you know, have so much respect for each other. And, you know, like they just getting along and everything. And, you know, who knows, like, it might not have been like that. But at the end of the day, you smiled in this man's face. And 3 days after he passes, you trying to shoot your shot at his baby mother, at his girlfriend. Like,
that was
super disrespectful.
The utmost disrespect
you can ever do.
Never mind the fact that this guy looked like a fucking human germ.
An amoeba.
Yo.
Yo, I haven't heard that word in so long.
He looked like a roach with dreads. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, man. It's just... This nigga look like our real monsters. About three of them.
The red one?
A few of them, man.
It's just like, you know, I love when the fucking fans, they jump in and it's just like, oh, but he was just joking around. Man, like
3 days.
Even homie in the background was like, yo, too soon.
Three days. I get people having strange humor. I'm around people who have strange humor all the freaking time. It's a limit. There is a limit.
Yep. Right.
And his apology was half-assed.
What he said?
He was like, oh, you know, if I meant anything harmful, I'm sorry, but...
If I meant anything harmful?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but, you know... I'm like,
first of all, you said but.
Right. You only did it because motherfuckers was getting on your ass. Yeah. If nobody say anything, canceled. Right.
You can't come to LA. LA, well, I think it's Power 106 LA.
Yeah.
And they completely said we will not play any more of his music. Straight up. Like, I mean, you lose support when you do dumb shit, and you should lose support.
Right. And let's not, you know, because I seen the whole video with Game, and, you know, he kind of, you know, put his two cents in there, too. I was like, no, you can't say anything, man, because you're a hypocrite, too. Like,
Game, like, had a Instagram video where he was responding to Kodak Black, and he basically was just like, yo, keep Nipsey's name out your fucking mouth, keep Lauren's name out your fucking mouth, you know? Like, it has, just basically checking Kodak Black. But at the same time, he is super disrespectful, but I'm sure if Kanye died, he wouldn't do that.
True.
Like, you know.
Okay,
like,
okay. But then it's still kind of... You have to explain this to me. I'm lost.
Okay, okay. So
why is he a hypocrite?
He's a hypocrite because he came out with a song. It was a video of him in the studio, and he's playing the song, and he had a line saying about how he fucked Kim Kardashian. Like
how he made her swallow his nut.
Okay.
All the way.
Disrespectful, yes.
Super disrespectful.
Hypocrite, not until he does exactly what Kodak did.
Yeah, because
because the man died.
I mean, disrespectful. But then
that's supposed to be your boy, though. Kanye's supposed to be your boy.
It's all disrespectful.
I get it. I get it. Right. But let's hear it, you know.
The man died.
I totally understand. It's super disrespectful, but it's not as the same, but it's still disrespectful.
It's still both of them are still super disrespectful. Where if a family member of the person that you're talking about would probably punch you in the face.
Right,
both of them.
Like Kanye's still alive. He's like, you're saying that like he's like that's supposed to be your boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he'll say that to you.
Really but at the end of the day,
not to say that he not to say that he should get disrespected, but who's really Kanye's friend, really?
And who didn't Kim Kardashian? And who didn't Kim Kardashian fuck?
Like, who's to say it didn't happen?
Like,
but if it did happen, just like, well, why wait until
why
now?
Talk about
yeah,
it?
Like, come on, same thing with him and Sin Santana. Like, why? Come on, man, like. That's childish shit.
It is.
But I mean, this is what Game did. Like, you act like, I mean, you wouldn't get far. Like, what he was talking about, you know, Miss Melissa Ford and everything. Like,
Kanye was on the track.
Yeah. Yep. And Kanye co-signed it to that.
So, you know, I get it. Is
fake.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Like, but. Kodak gonna get his, all of those real super disrespectful people that like to, you know, push people's buttons without, you know, no type of remorse and think, you know, fuck it. Something usually happens. You know, like, something usually happens that's going to get them, that's going to wake them up. Look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, episode 6ix9ine, right?
Yep.
Tekashi was the same way, disrespectful as shit. And now he got himself caught up. Not saying it's because he was straight up disrespectful, but this is what happens, you know? Like, I do believe in karma.
Yeah. That's true. Speaking of that, so Stephanie had a question. What influence do you want to have on people?
Yeah, basically, all right. So I wasn't as into Nipsey Hussle as everybody else here.
I wasn't either.
Okay, but I have heard you guys talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
So afterward, you hear all the things he's done and all his accolades and all of the stuff and everything. I'm like, yo, he was just a good person.
He was an excellent
person.
He's a way better person than the rapper.
And he's a pretty good rapper. So I saw all the businesses he helped, like, flourish. He opened his own business. He was doing stuff in the community, all this other stuff and everything. And, like, now that he's gone, it's sad because, like, yo, we need people like that.
Right, yeah.
In our community, in the world, period. We just need people like that. And again, they mentioned the conspiracy that everybody thinks what happened, everything. I'm not saying it didn't, but who am I to say? I wasn't there. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, but now that that light is gone, who are we going to be in the world now? Who do you want to be? Who are we going to be knowing that this is what happened? Mm-hmm. And who do you want to be in the world? Like, what is your role?
Sure. That's deep.
That is deep. It was really freaking, I had a soul searching moment that Monday. Like, who is it that you want to be? Me? Like, I remember my father asking me, like, what do you want to do? I was like, I want to help people. He was like, but, like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know what profession I meant to do, what career I'm meant to have, but I want to help people. Mm-hmm. I want to not walk in a room and people look at me like, ugh. Like, yeah. I want to be the good annoying. I don't want to be the bad annoying. The good annoying. I walk in, he's like, "Oh, she's gonna hug me." Like,
it's like, "There's something wrong with you."
Exactly.
Like, you got a problem with Steph? Like, you're crazy, man.
People say that. Yeah. Some people do say that. Like it's like, "Oh, why do you have a problem with her? She's mad cool. Like, yeah, what's wrong with you?" Yeah. But I want to be that person. I want to be the happy person. I want to be the person that gets people together. I want to be the fun one when I'm not pissed off. So I want to do more. Mm-hmm. I want to do more that, like, you know, gets people together. I want to open more businesses. I want to help people mm-hmm. with their stuff and everything. I saw what he was doing, and I saw a reflection of what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So, again, what do y'all want to do?
Boy, is this a tough question.
And I asked y'all this 5 days ago.
I was taking it as a hypothetical.
I want to inspire the youth that there's more ways to make money.
Like, okay.
I want to inspire them that you can be yourself and be, you know, nerdy or whatever you know. It's okay to be black and like Marvel. It's okay exactly. to be black mm-hmm. and read comic books. It's okay to be black and code. Like, mm-hmm. I want to teach kids, like, you could be yourself and do what you want to do.
Exactly.
So that's what I want to teach the youth. I was also talking to Dominique about this. Like, one day I want to open up a school for the youth for coding and, like, mm-hmm. business. Because mm-hmm. kids really need to get into coding. I think a lot of people should get into, everybody should get into coding. Some type
yeah.
of coding.
Yeah, yeah.
And have some type of side business or, you know, anything that will, like, supplement, you know, your income.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a positive way. In a yeah, positive yeah, yeah, way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, stay off the streets, all right?
But, come deal this crack.
But yeah, I want to definitely be that bigger brother. Like, hey, you don't gotta do this. You could do that. And you'll get not even the same, but even more, you know, doing this.
Because you're being yourself.
Yeah, you're doing you're being yourself. You know, you have a legit business. You know, it's positive, you know. You could teach your friends to do the same, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of person I want to be.
You just gonna pass it off to me. All right.
I fucked up the safe, you know, but
screw it. Puff pass. You know? Drop what, nigga?
I'm high.
You fucked up the rotation.
Nah, I would say the impact that I would like to have on the world, like, I want to create things that last forever. Like, I want to create music. I want to, you know, I want to create businesses that hopefully can last forever. I want to bring creative people together and create something even bigger, you know? And, like, I do a lot of things, you know, in that direction now. I'm doing graphic design, which is creative. You know, I do create music and write music and screenplays, things like that. It's a lot of different things. But all in all, I want to be one of those people that people say he was into everything, you know? When you hear about Chamillionaire having, you know, having a bunch of money in Silicon Valley and stuff like that, or you hear about Ice Cube, he goes, he got movies, he got TV shows, and he has a basketball league, like, I hope that I could do that, you know, really just create, really. And I mean, hopefully that would inspire people, show people to do the same exact thing, you know, that you can legit do whatever you want and make money. You can find something that you're passionate about, and it doesn't have to be, you know, everything, the stereotypical shit, you know. I never had no hoop dreams, you know. I never had no, you know, hopes of selling a Kia Coke. That wasn't my reality, and it's okay. Like, it's some people that is what they want to do, but that's not your only options, you know.
And I feel like I spoke about this in our earlier episodes. Pretty much just same as you guys, you know, just create a platform where, you know, everyone could be creative, be themselves. I had dreams of like, just opening up a studio, you know what I'm saying, like that, or a series of studios, you know, kind of like do different podcasts, have people, you know, come in and if they have a podcast come about and just let their voice be heard because... you know, we're experiencing it now, you know, not a lot of places. You would think, like, in New York City, there's a lot of places that, you know, such as this studio right here, you know, you can have podcasts, you can do music and stuff like that, but it's very scarce. It's very rare, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just want to create that platform, you know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of, like, change the game with that. As well as teach people how to... Hey, you know, you can open up your own business or open up your own studio or something like that, or open up your own establishment and have extra money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Create a residual income, you know, different streams of income, and also teach other people as well, you know? You know, each one teach one.
Right, right.
That's pretty much what I would want to bring to the world. And, you know, just be myself. Right. And, you know, you never know. Like I said, you know, with the power of the internet and everything, man, you know, you... doing stuff, you do podcasts, do certain content and stuff like that. People are watching that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people, you'll be shocked as, you know, people hit you up on Facebook, Instagram, like, yo, I see you, like, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, me and my family, we be, like, watching your stuff all the time over here, like, in, like, California somewhere.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And you, just like, man, I'm just here, just shooting the shit and just being, you know, being myself.
You never know. You one day you bagging groceries, next day you popping into Ukraine. Who cares?
Yeah.
People like, yo, I like, you gotta come out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like, yo, you gotta come to England. Yo, you gotta come to, you know.
We never know who we inspire behind closed doors. So it's always dope to see those people. Yo, you really inspire me, yo, for real. You know?
That's even more of a reason to be yourself. Right. Because, like, how many of us wish we saw somebody just like us?
Exactly.
Like, when we were younger.
And it's all organic. It's all, you know.
If I saw a goofy black girl, I'd be like, yo, wait, I can do that? That's ladylike? She dope.
Like, it's okay, you know? We got to be that generation to push that forward, you know?
Be yourself and make your money.
Oh, yeah. Moving forward, the whole Beyonce and Reebok deal, like, what's going on? I didn't really,
She said no to Reebok? Hold on.
Damn. I mean, Reebok gave everybody's niggas. Like, rappers want Nike.
But,
you know, Nike don't do deals with that many rappers. They do deals with athletes. Mm-hmm. Reebok, they gave everybody an issue. The S dots.
Okay, so basically she denied them because she went in, she's trying to make herself a shoe, she went in to talk with the team, and they did this whole presentation, and then she's like, hold on, this is the team that are going to be working with me? And they're like, yeah. So it was a room full of white people, basically.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
And she's like, see, I don't know. I got to think about it because none of y'all look like me. None of y'all, like, know my background and everything. And basically, they weren't diverse. Mm. So,
like, I got you, Beyonce. We going to take care of you.
So, when I first heard about it, I went on Twitter and they had like a little video of Joanne the Scammer, and she was like, "This is Beyonce in the Reebok office." She was like, "You, all the white people, go over there." I'm like, "Wait a minute, I gotta get an official video. What happened?"
Right.
So yeah, so she just sided with Adidas.
Okay, okay.
She gonna put it in a rap song. Her and Jay-Z. I said no to Reebok.
That's some bold shit.
I said no to Reebok.
Yeah. It's your boy. But okay, so let me ask you this, because I might get deep into this. Do you feel that like Reebok is kind of like that same caliber as Nike with the whole, you know, they're not really for the culture, they're not, because as you said, right, they gave a lot of opportunities to rappers to come with their own sneakers, know what I mean? Was she wrong?
Point blank period, I think that, I don't think Beyonce was wrong. You can do business with whoever you want to do business with. Yeah. And sometimes you walk into an office and you want to vibe out with the people that you're working with, you know? Yeah. You want to have some type of chemistry. Mm-hmm. And if there's no common ground, there's a big chance that's going to be lost. But, Reebok, Nike, Adidas, like, maybe not Adidas, because Adidas, like, they was on Run DMC, like, yeah. Matter. Yeah. So, you know, maybe not Adidas, but Reebok, Nike, they're just trying to make some money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even Nike, like, they really got that whole Kaepernick thing going, and they had the commercial and all of that, and they didn't say exactly what Kaepernick was standing for.
Yeah.
They just put Kaepernick in the commercial. Yeah. And what happens? Nike starts selling, like, a lot of people start buying up more Nikes and stuff like that. Yep. So, you know, it's all about money. So, as long as they see a way to get some green.
Yeah.
You know.
That's another influence you can have. Like, you can just... Like, anything you touch is just gold. It's just like,
But you know this. She knows this about herself. She knows that anything I decide to go into,
right,
that's what's getting my money. That's what it's going to make more money. She knows this. She has to be very
selective
about her decisions.
She needs to be in control of the situation.
So I respect her for that reason. Yeah, yeah. Now, if somebody else was to be like, yo, yeah, I want to work with Reebok, would they be wrong? No, because it's who you want to work with.
Right, yeah. Right.
But knowing that as soon as people will buy Beyonce's shoe, whether it's ugly or not, just because it's Beyonce's shoe,
she knows this.
She knows this about the Beehive. She knows this.
And because you have some people that are following you that much, you have to make sure that, you know, you leading them in the right direction.
Exactly.
You can't do something like that and just, you know, you can't just do a sneaker that you don't believe in, a bunch of white people threw together just to put your name on it.
Exactly. Right,
and right. Then, you know, all of these other people that, all the people that, you know, supported you are completely like, yo, this is a horrible, you know, like you have a reputation to uphold.
You can't be talking about, I like my baby hair with baby hair and afros and have, like, a room full of white people making your shoe. No. Can't be having hot sauce in your bag and Becky over here working on the soles. No. No.
And for the record, nothing against, you know, white people, man.
Of course
not. Yeah, it's just, you know.
Of course not.
But, yeah, that concludes our episode of the Uncelebs, episode 69, man. I thank everybody for listening, rocking with us, man. Check us out on Anchor. Download the Anchor app, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon.
Yeah.
You know,
Patreon.
YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're going to have some content coming soon, man. This is episode 69. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Stephanie, oh my God.
And this is Dre on motherfucking drum.
We out.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bullet.
I don't know. Lucky I didn't say Buddha bye, Buddha bye, Buddha bye.
Bye, Scar, Dad. Go on, Sasha.